for millions of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, it's Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Ted Gunderson, who for many years was the FBI, and when he retired, he was in charge of the Los Angeles office of the FBI, which is a very, very important office. Well, before I introduce Ted, I wanted to once again quote General Colonel Nasser, who ruled Egypt from 53 till 1971. And Colonel Nasser said, "The genius of you Americans is you never make a simple, stupid move. You always make complicated, stupid moves, which leaves us wondering if we're missing something." And that is really a very wise observation. You leave us wondering if you're missing something, because what he was saying is a lot of things just don't make sense. For instance, you look at America today, and how was it possible that the Federal Bureau of Investigation missed the fact that there was going to be a terrorist attack in America? Representatives of the FBI testified before the 911 Commission and swore under oath that they thought an attack was coming, but it was going to be over in Europe, despite the fact that they'd given the president on the 6th of August a statement, "Bin Laden determined to attack in the United States. Osama bin Laden, or Bin Laden determined to attack in the United States," and they had two references to hijacking there, and said they were monitoring some 72 different units or investigations having to do with Al-Qaeda here in the United States before the 9/11 attack. I mean, how could they possibly have not known what was coming? Because somebody called Willie Brown, Mayor Willie Brown, the night before the attack and told him to be careful. But none of the investigations ever questioned that story, or the Defense Department officials reported by Newsweek magazine that canceled their flights for the 11th of September on the 10th of September, or the fact that the children in New York were all taking their cameras to school on the 11th of September so that they could take pictures of the attack on the World Trade Center. How could that possibly be? And yet, of course, we're told, you know, that we had no idea the attack was going to come. Now, another thing would be the border. I mean, how could it possibly be, you know, if we're really involved in war and terrorism, that when people from Islamic countries, from Saudi Arabia and Syria and Iran and Yemen and many other countries that support Al-Qaeda, when those terrorists or potential terrorists are arrested, sneaking across our southern border, they're taken before court, they're given a date to return for a hearing, and then allowed to go out, and they never come back from the hearing. How could you do something that stupid? Paul Williams, who's we've had on our program many times, told that he was notified that one of the key Islamic terrorists wanted throughout the world had been actually seen in Bakersfield, California, and he'd been notified by somebody who'd reported him. He checked the story out, sure it was true. This radical Islamic terrorist, violent terrorist, Islamic Al-Qaeda terrorist, living in Bakersfield, California. People had reported to the FBI. They wouldn't do anything. Local police wouldn't do anything. He went and checked the story, and sure enough, he was right. This was the very man who's wanted posters all across the world. He reported to the FBI. He reported to the local police. They wouldn't do anything. Why? Doesn't make sense. And so, with that as the background, Ted Gunderson, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. And you've had a similar background. Why don't you tell this incredible story?
Well, it's just absolutely mind-boggling. Your summary, your review that you just gave us, and I can put fuel onto the fire on that one, believe me. First of all, I was in the FBI for 27 plus years. I'm an anti-terrorist expert. I've been to all kinds of anti-terrorism school and training. And there's absolutely no way, no way under any circumstances that any group of people could hijack four airplanes in this country and get away with it without us knowing about it in advance. All of the illegal telephone taps that are taking place, taps that are in place, telephone taps that are in place without court approval, by the way, and I happen to know that this has been going on for years by a covert government operation within our U.S. government, and all of these problems that we've had with 911, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. We knew, we had to know in advance. Plus a whole series of events that occurred afterwards or during the time of the flight where the planes didn't respond right away and so on and so forth. I have pictures of that from the NBC television broadcast that afternoon. They're broken down 30 frames per second. In these pictures, you can see the explosion on around the probably around the 78th to 79th floor. Actually see the explosion. Those planes did not bring down those towers. Those towers were imploded. I have personally talked to an individual who was the last person out of the building, and I think his name is Gonzalez, as I recall, Edward Gonzalez, and he said that he was a janitor there, and he felt building shake before the airplanes hit him from below. It was in the basement.
Oh, is that William Rodriguez?
William Rodriguez.
Yes, right.
That's right, yeah. And he felt the building shake before the planes hit, and then simultaneously right after that the planes hit.
He told me exactly the same thing. But nobody wants to look into that. The explosions before the plane hit. It's sort of like, you know, I've talked to people who were, not, I've actually seen the video interviews with people who were in the Oklahoma City building, and before the explosion came from outside, while the building was shaking, they had time to get underneath their desk.
That's
and
right.
Then the explosion came from outside and blew in the windows. So obviously there were multiple explosions in Oklahoma. There were certainly multiple explosions at the Twin Towers. Go ahead.
Well, in Oklahoma, as a matter of fact, there was since you mentioned Oklahoma, there's an article that came out, Fireman's Magazine, in September of 1995, and the editor wrote the article, and he obtained the information from the Oklahoma City Fire Department, and he says, in this article, there were four unexploded devices that were taken out of that building after the initial blast. Four unexploded devices were taken out. So there you have it. In fact, that was on the major TV stations there in Oklahoma City. And one of the announcers on TV said, we're going to find out who this is now because it has one of the devices that has U.S. Army stencil on.
Hold that, Ted. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated with a new car alternative specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ted Gunderson, and I'll go ahead. Now, Ted was 27 years in the FBI, certainly headed the Los Angeles office before he retired. But now he's out on the road trying to tell people about, well, many of the unexplained things. And perhaps he's going to tell us about the wife or the living girlfriend of an Al-Qaeda terrorist that nobody in government wants to talk to. And you have to ask yourself, why would that be? You would think that if we were really concerned about Al-Qaeda, somebody would want to interview the woman who lived with this man. Well, you go ahead and pick up the story, Ted.
Well, Doctor, in July of last year, I received a phone call from a minister out of San Diego. And he had a rather unique story. He had a woman there, 47-year-old woman, with a church group, who said that she was the girlfriend of an Al-Qaeda sleeper cell leader, terrorist sleeper cell leader, from the Philippines for 3.5 years. She started asking too many questions, and they put her in a garage, poisoned her. They were poisoning her in the process of poisoning her. She realized that. She was sleeping over tanks that could have exploded any minute, and she escaped. She walked the streets of Los Angeles for 2 days. She talked to some LAPD police officers. They looked at her, laughed at her, said, Al-Qaeda sleeper cell, what would they want with you? She called the FBI on the telephone, told them the predicament, and told them the situation. She had a cell phone. They said they'd call back. They never called back. So she ended up with this church group. And so the preacher says to me, Ted, what do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to talk to her. So I went down. I live in Las Vegas, and I drove to Orange County, California, which is just between San Diego and Los Angeles. And I interviewed her for 4 hours in a hotel room with the two preachers and the cameraman, of course. And she told this unique story about how this group, a group of 20 to 30 individuals, had been wiring many automobiles, older automobiles, in their 1980 automobiles, and then leaving them on the streets to be impounded, and also when they do drive, they're not properly registered, and when they're stopped by the police, they confiscate them, and so on and so forth. They were wiring these automobiles so they could be detonated by a cellular telephone. And she was in with the group there. She recalls there were five of them in a meeting one occasion in May of last year. And they said, one of them says, we've got the green light, let's go. And they started working 18, 20 hours a day, and they all did a high five with each other. So there's very obviously a real serious problem here. And she, being an individual who was nonviolent and did not realize, even though she was with this man for 3.5 years, that he was, in fact, a terrorist, she felt her obligation to report the matter. But she was gathering the information at the time that she was being held captive, or just before she was held captive.
But said that they were wiring, cars to be detonated. We haven't had any cars blowing up in the United States here, as they have over, they're not burning cars or blowing up cars here. at least they haven't so far.
Not yet. But anyway, so I'm going to get around to that comment that you made just now in a few minutes, Dr. Stan. But so I, when I finished with her, I didn't know what to do. I said, well, you know, where am I going to put you? Where are you going to go? And she couldn't go back to the church group in San Diego.
Well, why wouldn't they take her back? Or
well, she just didn't feel comfortable back there, and she didn't want to jeopardize these people. And so she said she had a friend in Connecticut, so I had a speech in Huntington, New York. And rather than fly to New York, I drove and drove her back. We took turns driving 2.5 days, by the way. It's a pretty good trip, 3,000 miles. And then after my before my speech, actually, we drove and arrived there early on a Friday. We contacted her friend in Connecticut. He couldn't help her. So we stayed in the Hilton Hotel in Huntington, and the car was parked outside for 3 days during this conference and during my lecture. And so then when it was over, we drove back across country to Oregon, where I have some contacts. They couldn't help her, so I drove back down here to Las Vegas, and she is right now with her husband in the third bedroom in my condominium. Now, that was in August.
But is her husband an Al-Qaeda terrorist?
No, her husband's not a terrorist.
Oh.
She met this man while she was here. She was visiting with some friends, and she met him, and they were married over after a short period of knowing each other.
I see.
So he has nothing to do with terrorism whatsoever.
All right. So this is somebody new that she's met.
Yes, this is somebody new that she's met. Right?
Okay.
So now I have a situation. What am I going to do? So, you know, she's here. In the meantime, our life has been turned. Everybody who lives here life's been turned up. By the way, I'm here with another lady who's an invalid. She's occupies one of the bedrooms. I occupy one. And then the couple occupies the other.
Oh boy, you're pretty crowded there.
I have a three-bedroom condominium, so it's not too bad. But anyway, my mail, in the meantime, I thought I was under scrutiny before. I am really under scrutiny now. It's unbelievable.
You're speaking now by the FBI.
Yeah, as far as the FBI is concerned, as far as this covert government operation is concerned. What we did, of course, I have this four-hour interview with her. And by the way, that interview is available to the public. It's been sanitized. I've taken her name out of it and a date of birth and Social Security number. And if any of your folks want it, they can send $25 to me. I'll be glad to send it to them. Do you want me to give my address out?
Sure, go ahead.
Send your $25 for a copy of this DVD to Ted Gunderson, 1155. East Twain, TWAIN Avenue, 108-259, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. Ted Gunderson, 1155 East Twain, TWAIN Avenue, 108-259, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. $25 will cover this DVD, and it's a far interview with this lady. But anyway, when we drove across country, Dr. Stan, we had periodic surveillances on us all the way across and all the way back to Oregon, then all the way back to Las Vegas, 7,200 miles, by the way. And we had when we come to a main freeway where you had to say go north or go west, like I think it was in Wyoming or Montana, Wyoming, I believe it was, where we had to make, or Utah, I think it was, where we had to make a decision to shoot north or go west toward Oregon, there would always be a car there. And as soon as I would pass, the car would, I'd watch it in the rearview mirror, and the car would pull around and leave. Now, so we had periodic surveillances on us, and while we were in New York, the car was parked there in the parking lot. I had this funny, funny smell. It's a sweet-smelling perfume type, cheap perfume smell. And we were sick, you know, immediately after we left there and spent any time in the car at all. And I looked at between the door and the door jamb, and here's two needle marks where somebody had put a needle in through the door and the door jamb. So we get back down to Las Vegas, and my car's being trashed on a weekly basis. My car's been stolen on one occasion. They've attempted to steal a car on two other occasions. We found cameras in the bedroom, hidden in the wall. We've had surreptitious entries into this apartment, the condo, and they've come in and stolen some of my files. I've noticed.
Well, why would they be doing this?
They're doing this to harass us, obviously. The FBI has not bothered to come interview this woman. I furnished this four-hour interview to the FBI. I gave it to a preacher who gave it to the FBI. And also, I've given it to as many law enforcement agencies as possible by mail, and nobody has ever bothered to come interview this woman.
Well, why is that? Is there something about her story? If she says they're wiring cars to blow them up and no cars blow up,
well, no,
it's not inconsistent.
Well, no, it's not. It is consistent because these people are very patient individuals. I think that the master plan for this terrorist attack is, can you imagine? Now, there's 10, according to Dr. Paul Williams, professor at Scranton University, who wrote a book, Osama's Revenge, the Next 911, and the Al-Qaeda Connection, there are 8,000 illegal aliens. Illegal terrorist aliens have been smuggled in the United States, mainly through Mexico, and from the terrorist-related countries of Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Syria, and Pakistan. And there are 10 cities that have been targeted. These cities are Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Miami, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, and Valdez, Alaska. Now,
yes, we've actually talked to Paul on a number of occasions, and he's really an excellent guest, and certainly very, very reliable, and I think you're absolutely right, but I think they're waiting for the word to be given. In other words,
they're waiting for the word. They're poised.
They're waiting. And when we attack Iran, I believe there's going to be terrible violence in America, and I think that our leaders know that. I think they're certainly on top of all of these terrorist cells. I think they know exactly what's going on, and I think they're more concerned about the people who are trying to inform the public about what's going on than about the terrorists themselves.
Well, can you imagine this? You have all these cars that are rigged. Say they're doing this in all 10 cities, and they've been impounded by the police. They're located in various locations. Can you imagine all of them going off at the same time? They would be detonated by cellular phone. And then you combine that with the 8,000 Al-Qaeda terrorists and the street gangs, who in the 1990s were furnished Chinese automatic weapons. This is well documented in the American Free Press. And you have a formula to destroy and take over America. Absolutely.
And then you could always get the illegal aliens, immigrants here. Obviously they are under control. The communists are working with them. The paid people from La Raza and Mecha and the other groups, funded by the Ford Foundation. I mean, they obviously can get 100,000, 500,000 people out anytime they want to. We saw this last week, peacefully demonstrating, but what happens if they turn violent demonstrations marching through the streets of Los Angeles?
Well, that's the problem that we have, and if all these cars that are being wired go off at the same time across these 10 cities, we have total chaos in this country.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, Ted Gunderson's going to be appearing at the conspiracy conference. It's going to be held in Santa Clara at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. It's going to be on May 27th, May 28th. That's Memorial Day weekend. Ted's going to be speaking there. I'm going to be speaking there as well. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, why, you'd certainly want to call Brian Hall, who puts on the conspiracy conference every year. And although I don't always agree with everybody who's there, it's always a fascinating meeting. And they have bringing in this year, I think, some excellent speakers. Many have been on my programs. Now, the number to call, if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to go to the two-day conference at the Hyatt Regency in Santa Clara, is 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. That'll be there. Jim Mars will be there. Will Thomas will be there. I'll be there talking, trying to get people to understand what's happening financially to the country, and to make preparations to protect themselves, because Of course, we're facing a financial tsunami that is going to literally destroy the wealth of most of the people in this country. It's not happening by accident. It's happening by intention. But if that were to happen, going right along with, you know, massive demonstrations and terrorist attacks in America, and believe me, the government is planning on attacking Iran. If they can't overthrow the government, they're trying to overthrow the government. But if that doesn't work, everything is in place for an attack on Iran. How can we object if we have an attack on America? We're going to go ahead and attack Iran. We'll be back in just a moment.
Of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ted Gunderson. And Ted has pointed out that he has contacted the FBI and all sorts of law enforcement to tell them about this woman's story, and nobody seems interested. Paul Williams gives me a similar story about the Al-Qaeda leader, this international Al-Qaeda leader, living in Bakersfield. Now, why would it be that the government and the FBI and the local police are not concerned about such a report? You'd think they'd at least want to check it out or go to the source, unless they already know everything going on in America. They know every terrorist organization. They have them all infiltrated. They did it with the communists. They did it with the mafia. They did it with the militia movement. Of course, they're infiltrating everything. I was invited 40 years ago to become a government informant for some branch of government. I don't know who it was, but I would be paid, for spying on my fellow Americans. This sort of thing goes on. And, of course, concern about communism in America, very legitimate, unless you understand it was being funded by the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundation. And then that puts an entirely different complexion on everything going on, unless you understand maybe they've just created a foil. I guess you got to have somebody to fight with to rally the people behind the government, to protect them against those wicked communists who are being actually funded by our great tax-exempt foundations. Nothing as it appears to be. Ted, after serving 27 years with the FBI, it must have been very disconcerting for you to get out and begin looking at what's going on and realize that nothing as it appears to be.
Well, Doctor, it's just, it's almost scary. What's
almost.
Happening?
That's a gross understatement.
Isn't that the truth?
Right.
You would think, with this young lady, that somebody would come interview her, come talk to her. We've sought help. I wrote a letter to the FBI. I've made phone calls to the FBI. They won't return my phone calls. in one of my letters, I asked for to put her in the witness protection program. We never heard back from them on that. We followed up with phone calls. Why haven't you called us back? Put it on voicemails. She went down last week, or about 10 days ago. She and her husband went down, walked into the FBI office, and wanted to know why the FBI will not help her, why they won't come to our rescue, because we are, Doctor, being poisoned. Being poisoned in the car or being poisoned in the condominium. As I said, there's a covert operation. They've come in and stolen some of my files. We're being poisoned, and I have the documentation. I have a laboratory report. I have 10 times the optimum, normal, 10 times the normal amount of arsenic in me for optimum health. And there was an article in the American Free Press on this most recently because I reported to them. But anyway, so we're being poisoned. As a matter of fact, they have at least two condominiums in the same building where we are, where they have arranged to push the poison up in through the walls into our condominium.
Well, now, how can you be absolutely certain of that?
Because we're all sick, and I can smell it. And
well, is this your own condominium that you own? Or?
No, I rent it.
Well, wouldn't you be better off to move some other place?
Well, I plan on moving, but that takes money. I plan to move to Southern Oregon. I have some friends there who will be able to watch my back better than I can do it here. I've got to get out of the big city and get into the country someplace where I can protect myself. Yes, I definitely am planning on leaving.
Well, you've made a lot of enemies, though. Within the intelligence agencies for being so outspoken over the last 10 years or more.
Well, sure. When you get a lot of flack, it must mean you're over the target, doesn't it?
Well, you've investigated some of the pedophilia and homosexuality at the highest levels of our government.
That's true. But now we're dealing with this terrorism issue, and I have this girl here, this lady here, and nobody will come interview her. Nobody will do anything about it.
Sure.
And so
obviously they have to know. I mean, you having been with the FBI for many years, but you've been sort of blacklisted within the FBI for having spoken out after you got out, haven't you?
Well, yes, I was when I got retired in 1979. I joined the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI, and about 1994, 95, I received a phone call. They asked me to resign. I wouldn't resign. And I asked them, why you want me to resign? They said, because you've been critical of the FBI on the Jeffrey McDonald case, and they had five instances. And also, you see, when I first got out and became critical of the FBI, the Dr. McDonald case was a former Green Beret doctor who was convicted of murdering his wife and two children in Fort Bragg in 1970. And he was tried and sentenced to three consecutive life sentences. He's serving time right now as we speak, and he's innocent. And those murders of his wife and two children were committed by a satanic cult group, and I'm the one that obtained the confession from the girl, and he'd already been tried and convicted by that time.
Now, that is the most incredible story. There was this girl who was actually there that night who told the prosecutors he was there that night, along with the other people who were involved. And the prosecutor told her that if she told that story in court, he would prosecute her for murder. So she changed her story, and only recently did the police officer who was with the girl in the office of the prosecutor at that time come forward. This is 25 years after they sent an innocent man to prison, and a lot of it was really trumped up evidence, and the prosecutor knew this man was innocent. And there were, how was the FBI involved in that?
Well, the FBI was involved in the cover-up.
In the cover-up, okay.
That's right. And Paul Stombaugh, hairs and fibers expert of the FBI laboratory, testified that the hair in Colette's hand, Colette was being the wife, she was pregnant, by the way, was, in fact, her own hair. Well, you could not testify that hair at that time was identical to somebody. You could only say it's similar. So he lied to the grand jury. Just one example.
And now they've actually done the DNA on that, haven't they? And found that the story wasn't true?
Well, it's interesting because in 1997, the judge said, okay, let's have the DNA, let's do DNA tests. But he said only the prosecution could be present when they opened the evidence envelopes. Well, there were 15 evidence envelopes, and guess what? Five of them, according to the prosecution, were empty, which I don't believe, by the way. And then what they've come up with, what they developed most recently, is a hair found under one of the child's fingernails does not belong to anybody in the family. So we are seeing some results, and we probably will have a hearing sometime this spring. Now, in the meantime, when I entered the case, after he'd been tried and convicted, I ended up getting a confession from this girl. She said it was a satanic Manson-type murder, and it was her initiation into the group that night. This group, her satanic cult group, was distributing drugs up and down the East Coast, and she told me that there were generals involved, plural, by the way. There were police officers, there were two attorneys in Fayetteville, and the higher-ups in the drug operation, when they realized when this satanic cult group went in and murdered the McDonald family, that if they were exposed, it expose the, if they were identified as the murderers, it could expose the whole operation across the country. And there's an article in Time Magazine, January 1, 1973, that documents this, by the way.
Now, was that part of the Process Church, or was that another separate church, satanic cult?
I didn't hear your, the music came
we'll
in,
right
I'll have to answer that afterward. I didn't hear your question.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shipped to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked Social Security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ted Gunderson. Ted, why don't you get your address or website out again if you'd like to?
Sure. Well, if you folks are interested in this, my four-hour interview with this lady, you can send $25 to Ted Gunderson, 1155 East Twain Avenue, number 108-259, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. Ted Gunderson, 1155 East Twain Avenue, 108-259, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89109. Also on the Internet. It's TedGunderson.com. It's very simple.
Well, you know, the thing is, we see what's going on in America today. We say, who benefits from what goes on? Who benefits from the massive immigration demonstrations of illegal immigrants here? I mean, who benefits from that? Certainly, these are well-organized, well-financed, and, of course, the people who benefit from it are the globalists who want to pass the legislation that will make all these people legal here. They really want to merge the United States with Mexico.
It's a goal toward the one-world government,
sure.
is what it is. It's all about one-world government.
And the new world religion. Destroy Christianity. That's what the Book of Judas has come out about. Merge us with Mexico. That's what the immigration riot's about. That's why the government doesn't enforce our immigration laws. They've encouraged the immigration. And, of course, they will be used, tragically. The illegal immigrants will be used and manipulated when the coming crisis comes. They're obviously under communist control. The communists can get them out. You do not get 500,000 people out spontaneously. It takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of organization. And believe me, it's being funded by the Ford Foundation and by our own government.
That's right. You create
the problem, but as far as the terrorist cells, they know the terrorist cells are here. Anybody who doesn't believe that needs to see the video, and I know you probably know it. Ted, have you ever seen Jihad in America, Stephen Emerson's film?
I've heard about it. I haven't had a chance to see it.
I mean, it's an amazing,
so yeah.
amazing film. In 1988, they were taking motion pictures of the Al-Qaeda terrorists right here in the United States, 1988. And they suppressed that video until after 9/11. It was prepared. It was actually shown only one time in America in 1994. And then orders were put out to all the television never to show it again. If you want a copy, we got it. It took me a long time to get copies of that video, but we have Jihad in America. You will see them in 1988 FBI films. Hear all about Al-Qaeda. They knew everything that was going on. They had the meetings infiltrated. They had cameras there. And did you say that you had cameras in your apartment?
Yes, we have had two cameras in the bedroom of the couple. There were little small cameras in the wall. And one night they told me that they were sleeping and they saw this snake camera come up from between the walls. And we're being poisoned. As I sit right here, I can smell this sweet smell. And they've been sick, by the way, now for 2 days. And they've slept around the clock now for 2 days.
Well, you better get them out of there, Ted.
Well, I'm trying to get out of there, but it takes money and I don't have any money, you know.
Well, don't
I'm
you
on
get
a retirement
pension?
Settlement.
Don't you get
huh?
a pension from the government or...
Well, yeah, but that comes and goes. Retirement money doesn't mean a thing.
Sure.
Today, but I'm planning. We're working on it, getting out of here as soon as possible. But
well, you've been on the front lines of this battle for a long time. I mean, the story about Jeffrey McDonald. He was a Green Beret physician, worked with the Green Berets, and they set him up and they set him into prison to cover this satanic cult. Now, I was asking you, was this satanic cult that was involved with the murder of the McDonald family, or were they related to the Process Church of the Final Judgment, which was, of course, the organization that the Son of Sam killer tied into, that the Manson family tied into, and that fact has been covered up. There's a wonderful book out called what is it, Evil, The Ultimate Evil by...
The Ultimate Evil by Maury Terry.
Maury Terry. Everybody should get that book and read it. I mean, the son of Sam Taylor, you know, David Bernstein, I think was his name, eventually it all came out. He was part of a satanic cult. How could you conceal that from the American people? That the man
was David Berkowitz.
David Berkowitz, I'm sorry, I stand corrected, you're right. But here's a nationwide satanic cult. Oh, was this other cult tied into it, or was that a separate satanic cult?
You know, I spent a total of 30 days with Delina. I had 3 different sessions with her, 10 days each. And she would never discuss details concerning the cult. She said, if I talk about that, they'll kill me. Well, they end up killing her anyway. She died in January 1983. She called Prince Beasley, who was a local retired police officer in Fayetteville, and I was working with Prince. He and I were the ones that obtained the confession from her. She called him in 1983, January 83. She said, I have a surveillance on me. I have 2 men in suits that have been watching me. And I said to Prince, go down there immediately and talk to her and see her. Prince called the attorney Brian O'Neill in Santa Monica, California, who's a former assistant U.S. attorney, by the way. And here he is representing McDonnelly. I hate to tell you what I think about him. And he said, no, don't go down there. And anyway, so a short time thereafter, she was dead and found dead in her apartment. She was nude from the waist down, and the kitchen faucet was running. She had a 6-month-old child on the floor that did survive. She didn't survive. They said she died of slight pneumonia cirrhosis of the lungs and of cirrhosis of the liver. Well, you don't die a sudden death like that from that. That's a lingering death. And the water, the kitchen faucet water running is a satanic sign. They have 5 different signs. Fire, water, earth, and so forth.
You know, Ted, I think it's so hard for our listeners to believe that there really are satanic cults here in America. But actually, the FBI has done everything they could to cover up their existence. I mean, there was a fellow who worked for the FBI. His job was to go all across America saying there weren't any satanic cults.
Ken Lanning.
Yeah.
Ken Lanning. That's one of the reasons I was kicked out of the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI. When I first started out... when I became critical of the FBI, they tried to prosecute me on 2 occasions, and that didn't work. So then they tried to set me up on a drug operation with a girl named Pam Fawcett, and she finally, after 6 months, came over to my side and told me the whole story. I have signed statements from her.
And hey, we're out of time, Ted. God bless you. We'll get you. We got you on all of our programs. We want to get you on again.
God bless you, Stan. Thanks. Dr. Stan, thanks.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was Ted Gunderson. I hope you enjoyed the story. And there's so much more to it. Ladies and gentlemen, there are satanic cults here, and they extend right to the highest levels of our government. And, well, that's far beyond what we're going to be talking about, but if you'd like to know more about how they communicate with one another through secret messages and, of course, through President Bush's inaugural addresses, certainly if you'd like to get a copy of our latest newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. In President Bush's second inaugural address, he talked about the fire in the minds of men. That phrase is a catchphrase referring to the World Revolution. We carry the book, Fire in the Minds of Men, written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, who writes about the secret societies that shape the world in which we live. Here's a book written by a leftist, a member of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, Fire in the Minds of Men, going into the background of the world revolution that led to the revolution in Russia in 1917 and the revolution in Cuba in 1959. And, of course, I continue the incredible story of the world revolution, which is still going on today. It's being carried out in Nepal as the Uyghurs, the Maoist rebels there, were overthrowing the government. But after all, we brought communism to China. We brought communism to Cuba. And if you doubt that, you need to see my video, World Revolution, where you'll see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, who tells how we brought Fidel Castro to power. It wasn't we didn't know he was a communist. Of course we knew he was a communist. We just couldn't let the American people know that. World Revolution, you want to get that video? 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the book of Fire in the Minds of Men. You need to read President Bush's second inaugural address, where he tells you, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. Is meant to be. It is being fulfilled now. What is the ancient plan? The new order of the ages. What is the new order of the ages? Type it in Google. New order of the ages. Novus Ordo Seclorum. The New World Order. That's what it's all about, the world government, the coming dictatorship under the world ruler, who is the Antichrist. It is, these people understand exactly what's going on. They figure that you won't understand. Look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. Three sixes with an inverted broken cross in the center. Look up the logo of the Trilateral Commission. Prove me wrong. And if you can't, then join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our website, radioliberty.com, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go to your internet, look up the story of Dr. Jeffrey McDonald, of the innocent man that they sent away. He's been in prison for 25 years. They know he's innocent. They just don't want you to realize they send innocent people to prison to cover for the satanic cults who extend right to the very highest levels of our government and into the FBI. Would they really try to poison people? Would they cover for the terrorists who they know are in this country preparing for the time the word is given as we move into the next phase of this war, the coming attack on the country of Iran and the coming attack on Syria? And what impact will that have on you? Well, I believe America is entering a period of chaos and crisis, and behind that are powerful satanic forces intent upon bringing retribution to this country. Pray for America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more.